We all thought it, in the opening sequence to the Lord of the Rings films, when Isildur had cut the One Ring from Sauron's finger and went to the Cracks of Dune, then turned around and walked out with it. Why didn't Elrond just push him in and destroy the ring? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover the Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's wider legendarium in nerdy detail, as well as other great fantasy worlds. Welcome. I was there the day the strength of men failed. It's a great quote from the Peter Jackson films and sets up one of the big themes in those movies. Humanity has the chance to do the right thing and destroy the One Ring. In particular, Isildur has the opportunity to destroy the ring and fails. Elrond leads Isildur up to the Cracks of Doom, but Isildur changes his mind. He takes the ring for himself, falling prey to its power. Aragorn then, much later, needs reassuring again and again that he is not Isildur. He is not irrevocably destined to fall into the ring's power simply because he is Isildur's heir. It's a great arc for Aragorn's character, but it's not what happened in the books. So let's go back to that moment when Isildur cut the ring from Sauron's finger in the books and see what happened. This is what Elrond said at the Council of Elrond. "Alas, yes," said Elrond, "Isildur took it, as should not have been. It should have been cast then into Orodruin's fire nigh at hand, where it was made. But few marked what Isildur did. He alone stood by his father in that last mortal contest, and by Gil-galad only Curdan stood, and I. But Isildur would not listen to our counsel. This I will have as weregild for my father and my brother," he said. "And therefore, whether we would or no, he took it to treasure it. But soon he was betrayed by it to his death." So there was no visit to the Cracks of Doom, no exhortation there to cast it into the fires, just a conversation on the battlefield between Isildur, Curdan, and Elrond after Sauron fell, one that very few people witnessed. But, okay, couldn't Elrond have tried to take the ring from Isildur by force and take it up to the fires of Orodruin himself? Perhaps, but let's follow that train of thought for a moment. No one else was close enough to stop Isildur from claiming the ring in the first place. That much is clear. Elrond and Curdan were close by and urged him to destroy it straight away, but Isildur did not listen to them. So their only option would have been to take it by force on the battlefield. Picture the scene. Sauron's forces are defeated, but then the elves turn on the humans, attacking the King of Gondor and heir to Arnor. The humans would have rushed to Isildur's side. It would have been horrific battle after horrific battle over who controlled the One Ring, and exactly what the One Ring was about, seeking power. We don't know whether the elves or the humans would have held the upper hand in that battle. You might think the elves, but we know that the elves of Mirkwood had suffered massive losses earlier in the battle, and the blood of Numenor still ran strong in the Gondorians and Arnorians, so a close-run thing. But let's imagine that Elrond did manage to get the ring and take it up to the Cracks of Doom in order to destroy it personally. Could he have done any better than Isildur? I think the answer is no. Way back in Chapter 2 of The Lord of the Rings, Frodo suggests to Gandalf that they should just destroy the One Ring there and then. Gandalf responds by simply telling him to pull out the ring and try it. We read this. Frodo drew the ring out of his pocket again and looked at it. It now appeared plain and smooth, without mark or device that he could see. The gold looked very fair and pure, and Frodo thought how rich and beautiful was its colour, how perfect was its roundness. It was an admirable thing, and altogether precious. When he took it out, he had intended to fling it from him into the very hottest part of the fire, but now he found that he could not do so, not without a great struggle. He weighed the ring in his hand, hesitating, and forcing himself to remember all that Gandalf had told him, and then, with an effort of will, he made a movement as if to cast it away, but he found that he had put it back into his pocket. Gandalf laughed grimly. "You see, already you too, Frodo, cannot easily let it go, nor will to damage it." In the comfort of his own home, before the ring has a huge hold of him, Frodo tries to destroy the ring and finds that he simply can't do it. Gandalf basically adds to that by saying that he wouldn't be able to do it either, saying that if he had it, the wish to wield it would be too great for his strength, and at the cracks of doom, the ring's power would be at its greatest. So I think we can forgive Isildur for not destroying the ring. No one could be expected to do that. And in case you were wondering, that scene at the Council of Elrond in the films where Gimli tries to destroy the ring with his axe isn't in the books either. I love Gimli, but no. So the film version of events where Isildur had the ring is already starting to look a bit shaky. In book canon, Elrond would never have said that he was there the day the strength of men failed. The strength of everyone would have failed. The ring's power was so strong. It wasn't some turning point showing that humans are morally weaker than elves, say. But even if Elrond couldn't destroy the ring, might he have been able to push Isildur into the fires of Orodruin? Well, Isildur had the ring, so technically get around the ring's protective influence by tricking it in some way? Leaving aside whether Elrond could take Isildur in a wrestling match, feel free to speculate wildly in the comments if you wish, could the ring's ability to stop people trying to destroy it be circumvented by simply trying to mask your intention in that way? I think not. I did another video on whether the ring is sentient. That's a whole other issue, which I'm not going to get into here. But it is clearly aware of its surroundings and capable of some kind of basic critical thought, choosing to abandon Gollum when it decided he was of no further use, betraying Isildur and so on. The ring would have responded in some way, perhaps by a simpler method as expanding to slip off Isildur's finger, so Elrond would have to pick it up if he wanted to destroy it and, well, you get the idea. That section where Gandalf challenges Frodo to destroy the ring there and then is a masterpiece of showing rather than telling in storytelling. We see Frodo take the ring out, admire its beauty, gather his strength to throw it into the fire, then... oh, he actually put it back in his pocket. The ring completely took over his actions to the extent to which Frodo didn't even know what he was doing until it was done. Perhaps in the film version of events, that's what we're expected to believe happened to Isildur. But if so, it wasn't his strength failing, it was the ring showing its power. You can actually make an argument, and I will in a future video, that Isildur, though by no means perfect in this and affected by the ring, deserves a lot of credit for realising after a year or so of trying that he couldn't bend the ring to his will and good purposes, and then deciding that he would take it to Elrond rather than keep trying to use it himself. Anyway, let's see what the professor himself had to say on the subject in one of his letters, when discussing whether Frodo failed in some way by not being able to destroy the ring when he had the chance. This is what Tolkien said. In the last moment, the pressure of the ring would reach its maximum. Impossible, I should have said, for anyone to resist. So, not just Frodo, anyone, even Elrond, presumably. So why didn't Elrond just push Isildur into the cracks of doom as a way to destroy the ring? Because they were never there in the books. And even if they had been there, there's no reason to think that Elrond would have even been able to do it, the ring's power in that place being so strong. If you'd like to see more videos like this, diving deep into Tolkien's legendarium, there's a link to my playlist on the left of your screen. Or to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.